Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Shutouts don't happen very often these days in college football and haven't happened at Indiana University since 1993. Tom Allen was proud of the way his defense played in that 27-0 victory over Charleston Southern on Saturday.
Every win's a big win, and we're going to enjoy those. It's a game that we were supposed to win, and so want to commend our players on playing and preparing at a level that we expect them to. So that was very positive. As far as the game itself, encouraged by the discipline of our defense, your eyes can play tricks on you a little bit in that system, as we saw against Georgia Southern in the past game, and to hold a team to a shutout first time since 93 is a big deal. You know, I just think that it's hard to do that no matter who you're playing. Proud of our secondary for being disciplined and being in the right position. Just thought we tackled well as a group, and we're in just good fits, and just played assignment sound and did some good things, let them cross the 50 a couple times, but not very many. So very encouraged there.
Charleston Southern had more than one zero on the scoreboard. They also had zeros in the passes completed department.
Go back and watch it. Sometimes I don't think I've ever been, that I could ever remember in 25 years of coaching, that we held a team to zero catches. It's not something that's easy to do or happens frequently, but I would say when you go back and watch the film, there were not open receivers that just dropped balls, which sometimes happens. And, you know, I thought that our guys were very, very disciplined. You know, they tried several play-action wheel concepts. If you go back 2 weeks ago, we gave up a couple of those, you know, against Georgia Southern. One was a touchdown and one was a big play.
Different opponent this weekend as Michigan comes to town for homecoming on Saturday, noon on ABC. We'll get Coach Allen's thoughts on Peyton Ramsey and his performance a little bit later today. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tom Allen's offense also had standout performances last week, and it came from a pair of redshirt freshmen.
Thought Peyton did a nice job running the offense and being a good distributor of the ball, throwing for over 300 yards in a very methodical type way. First freshman to do that since 06, and Taysir going over 100. First freshman to do that since 2008. I felt like that he did a good job of running the offense, distributing the football, making good decisions, got a lot of guys involved. I felt like that he missed a couple reads on his run reads, you know, where he can give it or pull it, and he'll get better at that the more he does it. When he decides to run it, run it. He's been good at that, and I think that's something as the play continues to elevate and the opponent elevates real quickly here on Saturday. You have to make those quick decisions of whether it's releasing the football, getting the ball out quick, and then deciding to tuck it and run. You know, I think one of his biggest strengths is just being able to extend plays and having you have to account for him in the way that you cover and the way that you rush the quarterback, not so much necessarily the design quarterback run. His strength to me is when he's able to create things when things break down. And that's when you can get receivers open, does a good job of seeing downfield as he's running to be able to create those. And that's what the good mobile quarterbacks can do. Well, you know, I challenged Taysir to rise up. You know, we've had some injuries at that position. You know, he and Peyton were on the scout team together last year, you know, so throwing to each other in that setting and just the reps that they get over the summer and just everything, I think it just adds to it. It helps for sure. It's a timing and a comfort issue for them. We just needed Taysir to elevate his play, and he did. And now he's got to elevate it against a top-tier opponent.
Peyton Ramsey and Taysir Mack making a difference for the Hoosiers. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.